It's on. Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to PSY. I'm John Berlinski. I think most, I've met essentially all of you. I'd like to begin this morning with an intro, welcome by Neil Turok, the director of the Perimeter Institute. Neil?
Microphone on for the remote people. Okay, so welcome to all of you and to people listening online, if you're there. I think Jochem is where?
Abuja? Abuja, sorry.
Jochem in Abuja, and who's the other one?
Holger
is in Estonia. So we're sorry you couldn't be here, and I gather Solomon is traveling to Abuja, and we'll be there tomorrow.
Maybe Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning, okay. And we hope they will all eventually make it here. So my job is very easy this morning, just to give you a very, very big warm welcome. Thank you for making the choice to come to PSY. This is a new program. We're finding our way slowly. We're trying to do things in different ways, and that means you have to make up the rules as you go along. This is a young institution, very ambitious, but we want to do things differently and more intelligently and hopefully in a way that makes it better for the students. We had a lovely group of students last year, and I think they all enjoyed the program, and they're all going off to do many diverse, wonderful things. And I happened to encounter you as you were coming out of breakfast this morning, just coming out of the building. You were instantly recognizable. I was in incognito in sunglasses, but you were recognizable. And I hope you'll do the same as they did last year and even more, as you will discover the spirit of PSY is above all one thing, which is that you're here to have fun and to discover what interests you. And hopefully you'll find something that really interests you, and then you'll go off and study that in more depth after PSY. So a big warm welcome. Let me just say that I am the director. Basically, what does that mean? I'm the guy who goes to jail if things go wrong. That's the way I look at it. So I have to ensure things don't go wrong. But I'm always available, and my door's always open. And if I'm not there, Alexandra will track me down. And please don't hesitate to come and talk to me. Sometimes it's useful to have somebody else to talk to, and I'm always very happy to meet with you and talk about anything you want to talk about. So without any further ado, let me introduce the director, John. And you need the microphone. There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so good morning, everyone. There's a lot, an awful lot to talk about. I'm only going to discuss a subset of that this morning, just to get things going. So what I'll do for the next little while is basically an introduction to PSY, certain aspects of it, not everything, because we couldn't do that in half an hour. So let me start with the purpose of the program, which is to help you make the transition from student to researcher in an area of theoretical physics that you find most inspiring. Along the way, you'll be exposed to a broad spectrum of physics subjects and a large number of physics practitioners, your lecturers, the tutors, visiting physicists and faculty at PI and from nearby universities, as well as each other and other graduate students. As you undertake this journey, it's important to understand the philosophy of PSY. And to begin with, I would emphasize that this is not a competition, and it is certainly not a race. There will be no winners, and there should be no losers. Our goal, is your development of knowledge, understanding, and skills. We emphasize cooperation rather than competition. We expect you to work together, but to report to us individually what you've learned, always giving credit to fellow students and others who have helped you learn. Conversely, we also hope that you'll help and support and try to teach each other. Keeping in mind that when you're able to teach something to others, it's a good indication that you've learned it well yourself. Given your situation, there'll be considerable opportunity for group activities, and you'll be encouraged to develop your communication skills. At the same time, we recognize that progress in theoretical physics relies heavily on quiet contemplation and solitary thought, and it will be up to you to find the right balance. From September through April, you'll be immersed in courses, starting with the core, 8 courses which start in September. Before that, we have some preparatory material, some just for fun, and some to prepare you for the courses. Starting in January, there are a series of reviews on subdisciplinary topics, followed by explorations of current topics. By the third week of April, but hopefully much earlier, you will have identified a faculty supervisor and a topic for your essay. 6 weeks later, in early June, you'll submit your essay and shortly afterward defend it before a committee of examiners. Students are used to being tested and graded, but there are no exams in your courses, all of which are pass-fail. You may be wondering how you will be evaluated, and I would like to explain this in some detail so that you'll know and understand. As I've already mentioned, the Psi philosophy emphasizes cooperation as opposed to competition among students. Two consequences of this are the no exams policy and the pass-fail grading of courses. Underlying this philosophy is the idea that students should be able to pursue directions that particularly inspire them and not be burdened by rigid requirements. It probably won't surprise you that this lofty goal is not completely achievable in the context of a university degree program. And so there will be certain trade-offs and compromises between complete flexibility and formal requirements, which I will explain. Let me mention, however, that there may be more than one way that formal requirements can be met. So if you want to propose a sensible alternative with good reason, talk to a tutor, but don't ignore the requirements. There are 3 purposes of evaluation. The first is to establish to our satisfaction and that of the University of Waterloo that you have met a sufficient standard to pass each course. I'll explain how we determine that in a minute. The second purpose of evaluation is to allow us to provide recommendations at your request to other graduate programs or employers. As a corollary to this, I should mention that we are interested in having some, and perhaps many of you, do your PhD with Perimeter faculty members. And for this reason, we are very interested in your physics ability and knowledge and your work habits. The third purpose of evaluation is to provide useful feedback to you, to help you do better or to keep on doing what you're doing well. You'll get a lot of feedback from the tutors, and I will write to each of you individually at least twice, once in January and once after you graduate. So how do we evaluate you? There are basically 3 ways. The first is through your homeworks. The second is through your work in tutorials and discussions with the tutors, and the third is through reports and presentations. The most important presentation is the essay and its associated defense in June. There will also be presentations in December at the end of the core courses before winter break. This will give you a chance to consolidate what you've learned and to get more practice speaking in front of an audience. The university requires that you be registered in courses and that you meet a well-defined standard that qualifies for a pass. What is required to pass? There will be three homework assignments in each course. You're required to complete all three in a way that demonstrates that you understand the relevant material. Sometimes the tutors will want to discuss your homework with you to satisfy themselves about your understanding. Sometimes they may give homeworks back to you for improvement. In general, you'll pass a course when it is clear that you understand the physics and have done a respectable job writing up your solutions. In order to qualify your degree, for your degree, you must pass all eight core courses, at least four of the review courses, and at least two explorations. These are minimum requirements. Last year, several students completed six of the reviews and four explorations. In addition, in the period starting toward the end of April and ending in mid-June, you must complete a short research project, the essay, and defend it before a group of external examiners who will evaluate both the essay and your defense. So in summary, your work will be evaluated by a combination of homework, your participation in tutorials, and formal presentations. The tutors will keep track of all of this on a continuing basis and make sure that you know how you are doing, including when you have satisfied the requirements for each course. These evaluations will be used to determine that you have met formal degree requirements as a basis for recommendations for PhD programs or jobs, and to provide each of you with feedback and advice. So those are the formalities. There are many other things that I'll not discuss this morning, which you'll hear about later, such as social activities, trips, shopping, cold weather equipment, which might be difficult to imagine right now. You may notice the pile of coats sitting near Debbie's desk. It's important that you read emails sent to your perimeter address and learn how to access the SCI Wiki and make good use of it. You should ask questions of the tutors, of Debbie, Debbie's new assistant, Diana, who will start next week and who will be at the dinner tonight, and of me when you can catch me. I hope that you enjoy the school, which I expect, in fact, I'm sure, will be a memorable experience. Okay, so now the next and last thing that I'd like to do is introduce Kari. This is Kari Delnaki-Vares, who's going to teach this week the research skills course, and he'll certainly explain to you what he means by research skills. Kari is a professor in physics in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at McMaster. He's actually an experimental polymer physicist. Just to give you an idea of the kind of things that he works on, he received the 2008 Dillon Medal of the American Physical Society for significant and innovative experiments in glass formation and polymer crystallization at the nanoscale. But before turning this over, well, I guess maybe I should just turn this over to Kari now. Yes, okay, sorry, yeah.